Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we'll have a change of heart energetic healing segment, and I'll perform various techniques to help callers release negative emotions and other contributing factors to feelings of immovability, heaviness, and being captive to emotions of the past. You can call in on the first Thursday of the month, the first and third Wednesday of the month, and any additional segments that I'll add that will give me an opportunity to help listeners. We only take a few people per show, so I want to do extra segments to get the help to people that need it. With me to serve as guides are Jesus, also known as Yeshua, Mother Mary, and the head of my spirit guide team, Ezekiel. Depending on the work that is done, other beings may also stop by to assist or offer a message. The main heart clearing technique involves using remote viewing to see into the heart center and other energetic levels to identify negative emotions that are holding you back from moving forward and block the presence of love, money, and peace. Once you recognize its presence and how it is impacting your life, I am then able to remove it for you. There are a number of other techniques that I'll utilize if needed, and I will be guided to do that. To learn more about my product, or to book a private session with me, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. As always, receiving your testimony through the website is an invaluable tool that tells me how you're doing after a healing experience on the air and what you're getting out of the show. So do send your comments, questions, anything you like. As always, in preparation for your call, please ensure that you are in a quiet, safe environment to have healing work done. Have pen and paper available to take notes, and please do not call in from a moving vehicle. Okay, so let's get started. Here is the lineup at this moment. Area code 303, you're up first, followed by area code 860, then 586. We'll see how much time I have today, but I will do what I can. Okay, bringing you live. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Good day, Charlotte. My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Oh, hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm
hanging
in there,
didn't I?
Yeah, Joni. Yeah, with Joni.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what can I do for you today?
Well, you're doing the heart healing, and I have a very, very very difficult choice to make right at the moment. And I thought that some heart healing might help clarify whether to make a yes or a no decision on this particular situation. I feel there's quite a lot of hesitation to proceed with this for some good reason. Yeah,
a lot of pressure, too.
A lot of pressure.
Okay.
A lot. Enormous pressure. Yeah,
yeah,
like a matter of 24 hours. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me go in and see what we can do for you here.
Thank you. I know this will help. I just know it.
Oh. Okay, let me see. There's a trust issue. Fear of not landing on your feet. And that feels like going from the frying pan into the fire. That might be what you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Just some of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so let me address this trust. So it's doubt, it's self-doubt. Okay. Now that I have the right word for it, let me go get it. Okay, so open your heart as big as you can. It's kind of closed down because you're stressed out. Just breathe nice and slow. There you go. Okay. Got it. Okay, that came out of the first, second, third, and fourth chakra. So it's based in the root, survival, quality of life, that type of stuff. Okay. Okay, so now that we have that, now I can go for the anxiety because you're racked with it. Okay. Okay, and this is all fear-based, of course. It's fear of the future. Okay. Okay, that was huge. Okay. Now I'm going to go into your third eye and see what blocks I can find so that you can see the situation clearly to make a confident decision. It feels like either way, you feel like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, but it will work out. I have to tell you that. It will work out, and it just might not be a complete match to all of your preferences. But just the idea that you can move forward without being overcome with regret, that kind of thing, that's the most important thing, and that's where we want you to get, okay? So let me get any blocks that are not allowing you to see this situation clearly, whatever it is. Okay. There is, let me come up with the right word for this. Okay, I'm taking it out. But what it is it's like a tired. There's a tired feeling, and it's associated with a repetitive pattern of going one step forward, two steps back. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the main block then is not this again. You know what I mean? So you're resisting it. And then when you're resisting it, you can't be clear about it because what you're really fighting is the past. So we have to get you present. Okay, so let me take this out. Okay. Let me see what else is there. This is the situation where you're moving on from something?
There's a sense of moving on, but moving away. It's kind of a combination of escaping one situation, like you said, kind of jumping, sense of jumping from the fire into the I'm sorry, frying pan into the fire, but it's also some element of moving on. So it's a bit of a both. It is a kind of that combination, as you just mentioned, of one step forward, two steps back. That's what makes it so challenging, is because it is so not a clear cut answer. There's unavoidable pain that comes with this.
Right.
If I move forward with it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think if you move through it consciously, it will dull rather quickly. There's disappointment and all of that, but as you move on, basically put one foot in front of the other, it starts to dull, and then you kind of say, you know what, this isn't so bad. It's really not as bad as you think. It's like the fear of pulling a bandage off, you know, and then once you get it off, you're like, oh, okay, you know, it's like that, and that's scary, and I understand. Nobody wants to go into a situation with so many unknowns. And it's hard to feel comfortable with that. So let me get this out of there. There's the regret. Okay. The fear of regret.
In this one,
Okay. 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 So I get the escape part, but what it's doing is emphasizing a lack of self-motivation. So that's what needs to be cleared out, the lack of self-motivation. So you want to try to change your mind in that you're not escaping one situation. You're literally making a decision and moving on. And it's kind of like taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. Taking responsibility for everything that you have to choose and owning that so that you can do that, and that will give you the confidence that you need. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So let me get this out. That made a big difference. Okay. So, yeah, there's a scenario where if I don't know if you've done this all your life, but a lot of times what we do is we tend to do nothing, like we decide not to decide until the situation forces us to do it. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what's happening here. So in deciding not to decide, we basically suspend our ability to make a clear, conscious choice. So let me see what else is in there. There's a scenario of like self-undoing, like a couple or several decisions that you've made where you did regret, and then it kind of gave you the impression that unless you have plenty of time to make a decision, it's like making a quick decision is extremely uncomfortable for you because of that that feeling that you can't trust your decisions. You know what I mean? So let me get that out. Now let me go back to the heart center. Okay, so that looks pretty good. Okay. There's damage here. Let me fix that. You've had quite a bit of heart.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's something in the back of the heart center that's kind of stuck. It's about holding on to the past relentlessly. Feeling that, you know, what's happened in your life is all you have kind of thing. And it's like losing part of yourself by moving on. Make sense? Okay. Okay, so now there's an issue with value and self-worth. You have to really start to see yourself in a different way and really see how valuable you are as a human being, as a partner, you know, in whatever relationships in your life, that you are loved and you are worthy of receiving that back. So let me get this block out. Okay. That came out of all seven. All right. Now there's self-pity. It'll do you in, the self-pity, because then it doesn't let you take action. If that makes sense.
Right.
Keeps you immobilized, yeah. Okay. That's a big one. Good, I got it. Okay, so now we're at the point where take a breath, see how you feel. Feel calmer?
I feel calmer, but I am definitely confused. And I'm not looking for answers as to what to do. I am very much in a state of confusion, and there's many other reasons for that that are bigger reasons than that can be talked about. So that's actually having a very important impact on this whole sort of stage of transition
right.
that I'm trying to accomplish. It's things bigger than me that I need that
right.
need to be
okay.
dealt with. So
well,
yeah, confused.
Here's what they want me to do for you. Okay, we're gonna try to alleviate this confusion so that you can. Even if you don't like the decision, you can at least make it without this feeling, okay? And
yeah.
then I'm going to get all your chakras in alignment, and that'll help you mm-hmm. have a more sense of wholeness within
mm-hmm.
yourself, so that because
mm-hmm.
you're scattered all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Very
so
let's
do the
yeah.
brain balancing real quick, and it's really simple. Mm-hmm. It's just three questions,
mm-hmm.
and just answer
mm-hmm.
to the best of your awareness.
Okay.
First question is: what scares you the most in life?
What was your question?
What scares you the most in life?
Well, what's
your worst
oh.
fear?
Oh, being buried alive. I have nightmares about it. Have had nightmares of that for decades.
I see.
And it's happened in past lives as well.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an Egyptian theme.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Got
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Right. No, I mean, there's many other ways, but to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suffocation is an issue.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Very much so.
Okay.
And that is definitely related to my family. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Let me ask him a question real quick. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you resist most in life? What do you find yourself pushing back?
My own creativity. My own creativity.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, final question. About you and your personality slows you down and gets in your way and impedes your progress. What quality?
My inherent and cultivated skill at enduring whatever people do to me, and
okay.
There's some really deep traumas involved with that
mm-hmm.
from very very young. So enduring everything regardless of how bad it is.
Yep.
To survive, survival is a gift, but it's also not a curse, but it's also, it works against me.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a mixed blessing, we'll call it.
Wow. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yep. Very interesting. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is go into the back of your head and go into
mm-hmm.
the cerebral cortex, which is the lining of your brain, which has a direct
yep.
connection to consciousness. So with
mm-hmm.
all these three things working against themselves and against you, this is why
mm-hmm.
you're having such a hard time. So if you look
okay.
at it, being buried alive and suffocating,
mm-hmm.
you're basically just, you know, let's look at the suffocation. It's I don't want to die. I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to die. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet
mm-hmm.
with creativity, that's all about giving life to something, giving, you know,
mm-hmm.
bringing something into manifestation, giving birth to it, nurturing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and seeing
mm-hmm.
that grow. And then
mm-hmm.
there's the scenario where the place where you operate most self-assuredly is
mm-hmm.
in the midst of, what's the word? Torture.
Mm-hmm.
So torture's on both ends of this with your own creativity being suffocated in the middle. You see how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go in and get that out, and then all I'm going to do is put light into your head and then get the two hemispheres of your brain connected and in balance so that they're working together so that you can be clear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're
mm-hmm.
going to heal that up. It's called a consciousness split. It basically means
mm-hmm.
that one half of the brain is not cooperating with the other hemisphere of the brain, and they're at odds with each other. It's like having
mm-hmm.
opposing beliefs. You know you're a loving person, and you're worthy of all the happiness you can cultivate,
mm-hmm.
but with these things pushing against,
mm-hmm.
this is where the conflict is, and then it splits the consciousness. Okay, let me
mm-hmm.
go in and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Normally what I'm looking at is picture kind of like a gray film, like a gray skin covering the brain, right? And
mm-hmm.
then I can just
mm-hmm.
call it nice and easy. That's not happening in this case. This is more like a thick, very thick, dark covering. So I have to roll it back. It's taking a little more work than it normally would, but I'll get it off. It's coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as I take this off, I see like a lot of like I couldn't before. Like, whether it's enlightenment, the word I want to use,
mm-hmm.
that couldn't be demonstrated, wisdom that could not be expressed
mm-hmm.
because of this barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's off. Ooh. Okay, and then resistance to your own creativity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's just kind of carrying the baton that people handed to you that tried to stop you from being creative
mm-hmm.
or free to
mm-hmm.
do what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
yeah.
gone. Okay, in this cultivated skill and enduring whatever people do to survive. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty big too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course, I always find guilt. I just did, so I'm going to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
It sits at the base of the skull.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that you did all you could, whatever this is. Okay. Now I'm going to put the light in.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel something, you may not, depending on how sensitive you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get these into balance.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, heal that up. All right, that's done. Now let me get your chakras into alignment real quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, there's something in the first chakra, which there is a will to survive, but it's only out of necessity. Does that make sense? It's not really a love of life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that does make sense. It's
okay,
it's a little complicated to answer. It's a little complicated. I think it's a complicated question. So I'm going to let that one just be unanswered for now. Yeah,
well,
it's complicated.
What I can do is try to find words that resonate, because if you
mm-hmm.
recognize it, I can remove it.
I recognize it to a degree, but there's more to the story. Yes, I will leave it. Just kind
no
of,
doubt.
Like, so
you want to just leave it because...
Yeah,
this
I do.
This whole situation
I
is about trouble. Okay, it's up to you.
Yeah, it's just complex.
Here we go. Good, okay. Now what they want me to do, this past life that is haunting you, they want me to disconnect
mm-hmm.
it from you. Picture like a
mm-hmm.
tether. Where
mm-hmm.
a past, you know, the past continues to happen in a loop on the past plane, and then
mm-hmm.
there's like an energetic thread leading from that to your present conscious awareness,
mm-hmm.
and that's pulling at you and haunting you. So they want me to go and detach that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got Egypt all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be surprised if I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is stuck. Well, repeat after me. I forgive and release all past lives.
I forgive and release all past lives.
Having to do with suffocation and being buried alive.
Whew. Just got a
you did it.
Huge nausea.
Got it.
Having to do with suffocation and being buried alive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. I mean, extraordinary wave of nausea.
Okay.
In those memories.
Okay, that's done. Let me go into your stomach area. see if I can calm that down. Yeah, that hit you at your core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to keep siphoning all this stuff out. It's a lot of fear and trapped emotion all collected from the past lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's done, and I've replaced it all with white light so that you don't feel nauseous. Taking a lot of stuff out like that will create a void, and that'll make you feel sick. Okay, take a breath. Tell me how you feel.
I still feel calmer. I still feel confused, but the confusion is backed off a bit. Where I feel like I have some space more at the front of my mind to be able to think of more clearly. And tune in better to not just myself, but the higher forces about is this the path, this decision I need to make? Is this the path to take right now or not? And somewhere else, that type of feeling. I still don't know the answer, but I feel like I have some more neutrality in my space to be able to make the higher decision.
Perfect.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Or
neutrality.
That's where you need to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Exactly. Right.
If you're or against any one thing, you're not anywhere near the center, where peace is. You know what I mean? You have to be at peace with it. So you can think of something strongly for or against, but go with your go with what your heart says. Like, what would see, and there's that toss-up again. Like, well, what if I pick the wrong thing? Just ask for peace. Pray for peace. And whatever the outcome looks like, that it leads you to peace. Because that's the goal. It's not about what people think or what they're going to think of you or fallout or repercussions or anything like that. It's what's going to give me peace. And whatever that looks like, I will accept it. And then when you go to make the decision, allow a sense of excitement to come up. And that's the right decision when you feel that excitement. Now you're clearer. You'll be able to sense the excitement and not mistake it for more, like, anxious agitation. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Correct. Yes.
That'll help you. That'll let you know what the right decision is. And there, you're being guided. You're being guided. Just try to let go of control. You know, there's a lot of control here. So try to let go. And it might feel like you're free-falling, but you will land safely. Okay?
God bless you. Yes, thank you. I knew this would be effective. Yeah, you have such amazing abilities. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
God bless you too, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Hang in
bye
there.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Area code 860. Bringing you on. Welcome.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Amla from Connecticut.
Amla? A-M-L-A?
Connecticut.
Yeah. And and your name's Amla. How are you? How have you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on? Haven't talked to you in a while.
It's interesting. I am releasing. I called in, I think, when Ira was there, and he said basically stuck with the spider thing. It was, like, moving. But it wasn't. It was moving sideways. So ever since then, I think it was like in May, I think I called you. And bottom line, releasing so much old, ancient, energetic crud. It's just been coming off of me like nobody's business. And it's crazy. It's crazy stuff because I'm like, why is there even more? I don't know how much I've stored in my body. It's crazy. It's never ending. But I was wondering, what I'm having issues with now is, it's been a while like this too. My left shoulder and my scapula area, it's breaking off. It's a lot of old, I don't know what that is, but it's still there.
Ooh.
I was wondering if you could look into that.
Yeah.
Or what you're seeing. Yeah.
I see it. Is there anything you need me to help you with releasing the energetic crust? Are you handling that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm also, you know, I'm yearning. I'm really fascinated with this person I met a while ago, and it's hard for me to let go and let God. So I'm wondering if you could help me with that too. Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. Let me go to the shoulder blade first. Because that's affecting you.
Yes.
Okay, let me go in.
Yeah.
All right, let me take the soft approach. How was your relationship with your dad growing up?
Very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult. Yep.
Was he very controlling?
I have the opposites. Both parents are kind of like that in their own way. Codependency, I grew up with that.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't alcoholics. It's just they're very attached to each other as far as, you know, growing up is considered. And yes, I also have picked controlling relationships too.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what happened.
Okay.
Maybe he didn't know that he did this. If he, you know, you got to have a really large understanding of metaphysics to know how you're impacting somebody. But we have natural connections to our parents, and they generally are in the heart center. What happened was, with this control issue, spoken, applied, it can just be the dynamic or what have you. But what happened is your dad attached to you, kind of like in a spiritually illegal way, and there's a cord stuck in your left shoulder from your dad.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to remove that. I'm going to take that out. And then I can see about this person you're fascinated with, because the block is basically from your dad. From whatever perception you have about your dad, that's what's holding you back from this person.
Got it. Okay.
All right, let me go get it.
Sure.
Take a deep breath and just relax. This won't hurt. All right, now call your dad to mind and say, I release you.
Ooh. I release you.
Perfect. Wow.
Ooh. Wow. It's like going into my cord. It's like my belly, like the navel. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
That's big. I mean,
there's
a huge vibration going through me. A cold breeze just blew by and it did not, you know? Okay. Let me sever this.
Wow.
I have to sever it and cauterize it and send it back to him so it can't hook into you again because it's got hooks in it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Woo!
All right. That left a bit of a tear in your aura. Let me fix that.
Okay.
And let me get out all the... Let's call it venom.
Get it
There's
off.
Like a gray cloud in there. I'm just taking it all out. That looks a lot better. Okay, move your shoulder. Tell me how it feels.
It's interesting. I was already doing that. I raised my hand like I'm in school again. Both hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feel okay?
Wow. Woo! Okay.
All right. Let me see. Okay. What am I going to do? I want to do... All right, so, you know, you have your physical body, but you also have a mental body and a emotional body. They're called, like, the doshas and, you know, causal body, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right, so what this did was it really impacted your emotional body. This is why you end up in relationships that had an exaggerated element of control. Because that's the biggest magnet you're carrying around, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to go into the emotional body first, but that's far behind you in the past. And I'm going to pull that together, connect it with the mental body, and then connect it to your physical body so that you're fully present, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So what I'm just going to do is fill it with blue light right at your core. And then as I do that, I start to see bruises, other things fall away, flake off, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this feels, it's interesting as I'm looking at it. It's almost like being covered in a dead layer of skin, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. Yep.
Okay.
And you know,
like,
what
emotionally,
you just...
What?
I have to say something. My heart just did a thing, so I think it's releasing hurt smack dab in the middle of my heart just now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. That,
yeah.
That's an after effect of removing that cord. So you're going to be
okay.
going through that for probably for the rest of the day. Let me ask.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to want to take it easy tonight.
Okay.
That was like pulling a plug. And so
yeah.
This is all this added stuff is going to release, but it's a joyful release because the more you let go of and allow it to
yes.
leave, then the lighter you feel. So that's, there's always
yes.
a benefit to it. All right, let me go back
yes.
into the emotional body. Okay, here we go.
Sure.
And then I like to see this dead layer. It's like a layer of dead energy holding you down. Like, you know how, like, if you have a sunburn and the skin's tight and it's not elastic?
Yes.
That's what this
yes,
looks
yes.
like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no elasticity, no freedom.
Right. I resonate with that.
Okay.
My belly feeling my solar plexus, which is willpower,
mm-hmm.
self-worth, that is opening up. Yep. Whew.
That's where my hands are.
That's mm-hmm. too funny.
I'm waiting. I want to see the skin fall, this whatever layer. There it is. Okay. It's sagging down like just a layer of, like the top layer of skin.
Yep.
Like peeling like a snake. I'm going to help this along.
Awesome. Get it off.
Go get it. Both your hands.
Ah. Feels good. I feel more centered, more grounded. In yoga class, they call it the mountain pose. That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, to feel grounded and centered.
Yep, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm not even done. Okay, now I'm going to go over to the mental body. See, when I get to a certain point and I basically fill the emotional body with blue light, when that is full and when everything is complete, then
yes.
it's kind of like eyes open up, and that tells me that it's a more alive. There's a greater sense of vitality to that
okay.
energetic space, and that will impact you. But I'm going to do the mental body, and then we're going to combine everything together. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Try not to overthink stuff too much.
Yes. I understand that. My body is just releasing. It's very sensitive. I'm like releasing a bunch of gunk and junk
mm-hmm.
By breathing deeply. I'm doing like the deep breathing and releasing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thanks for working with me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You're a really smart girl, but sometimes you got to give yourself a break, and there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on, but that's the pace you're used to, so it's kind of hard to relax your brain.
Okay.
So, you know, the yoga is great, but there's a lot of self-criticism. You criticize yourself a lot.
Okay.
Pat yourself on the back.
I know. I know.
When you feel like criticizing yourself, just say, ha-ha, yeah, I have that. Idiosyncrasy. So what? A lot of people have it. I'm okay. And go skipping off. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get these together. What?
Yes.
What?
I listen to music too, just to get me out of my head and into my happy place. You know? Yeah.
I too. I listen to Christian music because I only discovered it less than like 10 years ago. And I stick to that because, well, you know, if they're singing about God, you know, I'm going to be happy. But the main reason I do it is because if I were to listen to music that I enjoyed, like when I was in my teens or my 20s, that's going to have memories attached to it. That pulls me right back to the past.
Oh, that's right. It's true.
Pulls me right back to the past. Yep, and I can tell you what shirt I was wearing the first time I heard that song, and all those details come flooding back.
Yes.
And now I'm not at peace anymore. So with music that has no memories attached to it, and they're singing about God and Jesus and all that stuff, that's when I can be present and joyful and at peace. And I turn it off if they start singing about the devil or sin, but, you know, I'll just change the channel or do something. But that's why,
right.
So uplifting music like that, it doesn't have to be Christian. It can be classical, like Mozart.
Right.
But anything that keeps you buoyant without weighing you down with memory. Okay, so let me get these two things together.
Okay.
And affix them properly to your physical. Beautiful. I see a big, bright explosion of light when that goes in and kind of clicks into place. All right, now we're going to do the white light.
Okay.
Into the physical and then get it all unified. You may feel more stuff coming out because I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's stuff coming out of the bottom of your feet.
Oh, yeah, now I feel it. Still in my stomach.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah. Solar plexus chakra is working overtime. I'm just going to let it do its thing. I just took out any blocks to releasing. I'm going to do the back, too.
Yes.
Okay, that's your outlet. Okay. There's a lot going on inside you.
Yes. I'm the caretaker of a lot.
Beautiful. Okay. So what happens is once I get all three of these together, and then I fill the physical body with white light, what it does is once it's full and then it comes out of the top, fountains down around you, and then forms a bubble under your feet. It's like a bubble of protection.
Awesome. Okay.
And it did it like three times.
Oh, wow.
So there's three layers of protection.
Wow.
So normally it just comes down and around and connects at the bottom. But for some people who really need that extra protection, it kind of forms another layer, goes back up, forms another layer, comes back down, kind of like building a pearl. So you've got three layers of protection. And have you been feeling bombarded by everything?
Yeah, I have a lot of responsibility. Again, you know, with my parents are still alive. It's a lot of judgment. I roll off my back, but I'm always around them because I'm taking care of them. So
yeah.
It's a catch-22, but I do my best at night, especially just to listen, like even angel music, like even the heartbeat frequency on YouTube, that helps a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're taking care of your parents and they're still judging you?
Yeah. I grew up with that. That's their seed. The thing is that now that the forgiveness piece, all of that, you know, there are layers of stuff you have to go through, of course, with healing. And I really feel now I could say a pat on the back because I've forgiven them with all heart. It's not from the head. And when then you do that with the heart, obviously you're healed. If you're still doing it from your head, you're not healed. So I'm proud of that. I am. Even though they do the judgment thing, it's them. That's not me.
Okay.
So
now with this bubble of protection, when they go to throw those little slings at you, it's going to bounce right off you.
Awesome.
You can just kind of laugh at it and say, you know what? That's just the way they are.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
That's just the way they are. It's okay. All right.
Yep.
Good. Feeling better? Okay. So now with this person you're fascinated with, let me go into that and see what's going on.
I really feel like we should be together. It's just weird. We're friends. But it's just, I don't know.
Okay, we'll see what happens now that this is removed.
Okay.
The clearer you are, the more visible you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with all this stuff going on, we tend to debate on an unconscious level, like, do I really want to start up something new? Like, you know, everything's the way it is right now. It would be better if my life were a little different. Let me take care of this first. And then, you know what I mean? And all these maneuvers in our mind to kind of justify or negate what we want to do. But now, and with an open heart, now see what happens with this person.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Continue
and
releasing. You're doing great.
I really appreciate you. I had no idea how much I was clogged.
Yeah, and, you know, do the salt bath thing and all that good stuff, and I think you're going to be fine. You know what you're doing.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your healing work, your beautiful soul, and keep shining. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Amla. It's good to hear your voice again.
Absolutely. You take good care.
You too. I will. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 586. Bring you live. Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, Charlotte. This is Teresa, and I'm from Michigan.
Hi, Teresa from Michigan. How can
How
I help
you
today, Sister Dear?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to, like the other caller, release some levels with parents, and I try and have so much patience with my mom, but I've really just run out. And I try and breathe when I talk to her. There's just a control thing going on, and I know where it comes from, and I understand it, and I try and get past it, but it doesn't really seem like I can do it. There's a part of me that just wants to break all contact.
And this is just mom?
Just mom. That is phenomenal.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see what you find.
What's that?
I said, we'll see what you find.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, so there's a control. And let me make sure I have a clear picture. There's a control element here.
Yeah, I think it's very heavy. And it's been going on for so long, and I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you're losing patience with it.
Yeah.
For me, I found, because I would like to say that I am a very patient person. I'm sure my mother would disagree. That's because, you know, we kind of show a different side of ourselves to our mothers. Anyway, I found that when I start losing patience in a situation, that I'm almost done with it.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It's like feeling like you're at the end of the rope. And the only thing left to do is let go of the rope?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so you're ready. All right.
Yeah.
Go in. Is your mother passive aggressive?
Very. Very.
Yeah. Okay. That's how she's doing this. This is not to accuse her of being a bad person. She knows not what she does on a conscious level, on an unconscious level. On a conscious level, I think she's smothering. She feels that she knows what's best for you.
Exactly.
And can't let go of the fact that you are an adult.
Exactly.
It's coming out of a place of protection, but it's smothering.
Yeah. It is coming from love of the heart, but it is so disrespectful and maddening. It's maddening.
Yeah. Okay. Similar situation to the other caller. There's an extra cord, but it is in your heart center, but it's in the back. And here's the funny thing. Most people that we connect from the front. The cords attach to the other. When we're in love, when we're intimate with somebody, these tethers connect from the front. When someone is kind of, I have to say the word, I don't mean disrespect to your mom. When someone's kind of covertly control somebody else, even though there are overt attitudes, statements, that kind of thing, deep down, like the desire to control that person is so strong, what happens is there can be a cord that comes out of their back, up over their head, and into your back. And that's what happens. So facing her, it might look one way, but beneath the surface, there she's got this look into you. And
yeah.
So it's hard to get free of, because how do you identify it? How do you get it off? It's like being held in a box and there is no lid, like just a solid thing, and there's no way out, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay, so let me look in the back and identify the unhealthy cord.
Thank you.
I want to leave the healthy ones.
Mm-hmm.
She's sad a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of sadness for her.
Pardon?
I have to say, her parents were no easy tickets either. She was told this.
Exactly.
Not that it's an excuse, but it is a conditioned behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to let this go?
Oh, definitely.
And repeat after me. I love you, I forgive you, I release you.
I love you, I forgive you, I release you.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is, once you do that, sometimes I can, you know, pull it out, but I'd really love that cooperative teamwork where, yes, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to let this go, and then it comes out much easier because the prongs in the hook are kind of like, you know, when you say that, those straighten out, and I can just slide it right out. So that's infinitely more efficient, and it's got that co-creative element to it that we're doing it together out of love. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what I do then is I chop off the hook, kind of just put energy right through it and slice it off, and then I hand that over to Jesus, and then I cauterize the end of the cord so that it can't grow again with energy. I just burn it and then send it back. So let me see. Okay, and that was Allison. Okay, Allison, I know you're listening. So what I want to say to both of you is that don't be surprised if you see a change in the behavior of your parents. You're going to feel something's different. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'm hoping that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to have the relationship that she had with her mother, but that's where it's
mm-hmm.
kind of been at.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been
mm-hmm.
trying to make her understand as loving as I could. But yesterday I just said to myself, that's it. I just have to walk away. I can't do this anymore.
She's just so angry.
Very. And I've offered counseling. I've offered, me and my brothers have, let's get you into a counselor. Let's get you into. She won't do it. She won't do it.
No, because what she's got is how she feels. She wouldn't know what to do without it. She's so old school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the quote kids today, everybody's running to counseling, and sometimes you just got to suck it up. There's a lot of hardness. There's a lot of unfairness. Her mother was very unfair. It's like, she was treated like the runt of the litter, kind of.
Oh, she was treated horribly.
Her dad was her saving.
Yes, and my dad comes from a very peaceful, loving family. My dad was the one that showed us kids affection, and he's just sweet as pie. And I told her, I said, I'll take him in, but I'm not taking you in.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't want to feel that way, but I do. It's the truth.
Then you have to stick with the truth, because I invited my mother to come stay with me. We had built her a new kitchen, and we didn't have heat or hot water most of the time growing up. The gas was turned off. We were in Philadelphia. And then right after we built the new kitchen for her, I guess she had the gas turned on, and they sent out a trainee. And the trainee had my little brother hold a rag over the open end of a pipe because he heard a hissing noise. Turned it on, and the dust in the basement caught fire, went up the wall, and there went the kitchen because the fireman came in and chopped everything apart. So I said, well, you know what? Okay, there's some smoke damage, and they both had asthma, her and my brother. So I said, well, come stay with me for 6 months while we refix the kitchen, and then you go back to a nice, cleaned-out house with no smoke damage so you can breathe. 2 years later, and I hadn't realized I'd been manipulated this way, but 2 years later, I figured it out, and it came to the point where I had to tell her to go home. And that wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But, you know, two women getting the way they get along as adults, especially in the mother-daughter dynamic, it is what it is. And so you have to tell the truth and just say, I can't. I couldn't live with you. You know what I mean?
No.
It's too much.
I can't carry you. Seriously? Let that make
Amen to that.
The way you treated me, I mean, she treated me horribly because I was the girl and I wasn't the traditional girl. And, you know.
But isn't that what happened to her?
No.
Is that
the
same dynamic?
No, she was traditional. She followed what they said and she followed what they did. And, you know, you grow up, you become a wife, you become a mother, and you do this. Well, I didn't do any of that. I rejected all of it. And
she didn't really want to do that.
She didn't.
She had kids because she was supposed to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, I asked her one time, I'm like, why did you even have kids? Seriously? You don't even seem like you want kids. And, oh, that's what you just did.
You kind of feel bad for her because
me too.
Like most of her life has been an act.
Exactly. And she's had some hard times. And, you know, so I've tried to be there for her in different times, you know,
yeah.
to really support her and love her the way she couldn't love and support me. But she
right.
just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it. She's been horrible to me. And I've gone through this for 54 years, and I, you know, I kind of stepped beyond it and took the higher road, if you will, and
right.
to see everything for what it is, but it doesn't mean I can do it anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do something for you.
Thank you.
I do feel bad for her because deep down, it's almost like she's never been happy outside of meeting your dad. But then if you look back at family photos, like before you were born or whatnot, and even if she's smiling in a picture, like at a baby shower, or, you know, one of those events that are supposed to be joyful, look real close and you could see the sadness in her eyes.
I've always seen that. And I even pointed that out to her. I said, Mom, look, it's like you're not happy. Your eyes don't have that happiness like they did in the picture.
No,
and
they're
vacant. I can tell. And I feel, and like you said, I feel so bad for her, but every time I reach out my hand, I'm abused.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit of jealousy there too, because I have to say it this way: you had the balls to make decisions for yourself and live your life the way you wanted to, no matter what anybody said or did or thought, and.
Mm-hmm.
She just wishes she could have been like you.
Well, next lifetime she can be.
And that's where I was going next. In this lifetime, you're going to need a little distance. It's going to have to be for self-preservation and also for independence from this, because this is a dynamic you've been feeding into and feeding off of all your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have a symbiotic relationship with our mothers. However, in some life plans, we come here to find independence from that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be a bit of distance and kind of get it to like a friendly level.
Yeah.
But you're on the same level. You can't see her as above you or below you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At soul level, you know more. But she came in with a tough list of things to learn. And you've already superseded all of that, and so looking at her, like we look around us at friends and coworkers, like, well, it's okay, they're just on a different level of the same path I'm on, it's okay. So, and then you get that, but once you let go, and especially with this cord taken out, you'll find it easier. then you can just say, you know what, there's nothing more I can do here. There's nothing more I can do except, you know, visit as often as you do and whatnot and say hello, but keep it simple. And there's an expectation that it'll get better someday, that she'll improve, that a light will go on. And it's not going to happen, Teresa.
No, I don't think that is going to happen.
Yeah, you keep harboring hope that she's going to change or wake up, and it's not going to happen. That's just the way it is. I mean, I'd love to be the bearer of good news and that says anybody's capable of change. But in this case, deep down, she has no intention of changing. She's not doing anything wrong in her eyes.
Hmm? No, not one thing wrong in her eyes. Not one thing. And the whole family, okay, Mom, my brothers support me 100%. And they're at the point where I'm at. They're like, we just ignore her. And we just ignore her. And I'm like, oh, God.
And how do they just get away with that? You know what I mean? Like, you look at it, like, why am I trying so hard? And be like them. Like, just say, you know what? You're bringing me down, or you're pulling me out of peace, and I've had enough. I've had enough for today. Goodbye, you know. And it may seem cold, and I don't want to come off as cold, but when it comes to survival, like we've been talking about in this segment, you have to survive, and you have to recognize what makes you happy and what makes you miserable, and you have to get away from the things that make you miserable. And like I was talking earlier about, you know, everything, I believe it was Allison. Yeah, Allison had said,
yeah,
her cultivated skill to endure whatever's being done to her just to survive. I totally resonate with that because I had the same thing, and just her choice of words blew me away. But that's kind of what you've been doing too, is you're hoping and you have these expectations, and that's why it's so painful, because there's false hope and then your expectations keep getting smashed with a hammer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she's not going to change, and the way she feels isn't going to change. It's just the way it is. And then once you accept yourself fully, then you don't need an improvement or a change or a modification in your relationship with her. Make sense?
And that's kind of how I feel right now. I feel like I know who I am. I come into, you know, who I am. And maybe it's some residing guilt inside of me for saying, no, I'm going to need to break this off because it's not healthy for me, and I need to stay at a very high vibration.
Oh, well, let me go get that guilt for you.
Let's go get that guilt. Thank you.
Let's go get it. Okay. I'm going to go into the back of your head first because you think about this a lot. This is something you chew on a lot, like chewing on a toothpick. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about this? There's nothing to do. They're really done everything you possibly could. And sadly, it really didn't teach her anything, but you learned a lot, right?
I did. I really did. I learned an amazing amount of things.
And never dismiss an education like that. You know, that's valuable stuff. You get brownie points in heaven. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get this out. There's even guilt because... yeah, for being born a girl. Getting that out. Okay, now I found that in the back of the head. It sits at the base of the skull. Okay, but let's go into the chakras. You'd be amazed how many people have this. This is very common.
I would think so.
Okay, let me go into heart center. There is also a struggle and a tug of war between you and your brothers. That's it.
I think it's more of throwing responsibility on each other. You know what I mean? Like, no, you deal with this issue with her because I don't want to.
No, this is as kids before you realized what the dynamic was.
Oh, yes, before kids. Oh, my God. I said to her, you're lucky I don't hate my younger brother. I mean, he was like God, and I was like a piece of, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
And
well,
I love my younger brother because he's because I could see it from a soul level, I didn't take it out on him.
Isn't it amazing that you have the mental strength and the wisdom, spiritual wisdom, not to do that? Because you knew that on a spiritual level you were far above everybody else in this family.
Yeah, it was very, very difficult being in the family. It really was, because I'm like, what is wrong with these people? And I've even questioned, why did I choose this family? It doesn't make sense.
They're perfect, because now you get it. You know what I mean? And then it's difficult. Similar situation to me. And now you have this inner knowing that it's better than most children would have. And, you know, this, like, an adult trapped in a kid's body. And then you're looking around and you're like, I don't even fit in here. Like, what am I doing here? So you're trying to fit into something that will never work. And then once you liberate yourself from that, that's when you really get it. So with all the stuff I say on this radio show, like I said before, 99.9% of it is from experience. And I wouldn't have that experience if I didn't have to be in a family with a bunch of lunatics, basically.
Yeah, and one time I heard your story. You talked about what had happened to you as a child and the things that had happened to you to bring you to the point that you are now. And I was just amazed. I was amazed.
My little life story?
It was fabulous. Yes,
thank you.
Fabulous. And I'm like, she is just so amazing, because everything that was, you know, lemon, she turned into lemonade, and she was able to take everything to such a high level.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You just warmed my heart. That information, that was the abbreviated version. As I work on my article for the magazine, as I'm fleshing it out, there's so much more to share. And it's kind of cool to kind of explore it now. But it was basically just to demonstrate my connection to Jesus. And the more I tell it, the more normal it seems to me, so I don't feel like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And but it really felt good to say it out loud, you know, with my clients. I find myself telling that story over and over again. I was like, why don't I just say this on the air? And Jesus said, thank you for listening. I said, okay, I'll do it. So I did, you know, and then that makes it more normal. And I don't feel so different, like the outsider, because I grew up feeling that way. You know what I mean? But now I'm totally secure in myself, and it is what it is. But I thank you for your words. I'm glad you enjoyed the story.
Oh,
okay, so
that.
let me finish. Let me go into the second shock, because there's a lot of guilt here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you lose a pregnancy?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe a long time ago without me knowing it.
Okay. Yeah, somebody's missing here. All right. But that's okay. Nothing wrong there.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let me see. Let me go back into the heart center. There's an exaggerated sense of sympathy for her, for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, not to sound cold, but people choose what they choose. The same way you chose to be in with this family, and she chose what she chose. So I'm going to take this out of there for you, so that you can get a little peace in making your decision, because we all love our parents, but sometimes we have to make tough decisions, and sympathy is only going to keep you anchored to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I want to be able to go see my dad and spend time with him, but I don't want to deal with her. I really don't. I'm done.
Okay, let me see what else is here. There's a control issue. It's kind of like a role reversal. Do you recognize this?
That I try and control her?
Yeah.
Exactly, because those are my expectations of please change, please change.
Of making her change. Yeah, there it is.
And I realize she's not done it, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is holding you back too. Let me go get it, okay? Before I take it out, I have to say this. A lot of times as we grow up, we realize that we probably make the better parent between the two. But that's not the role we usually sign up for. So sometimes there may be dynamics of a relationship, which I think is not appropriate, where the kid takes on the role of the parent, and the parent depends on the kid to this ridiculous level.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't step up to something like that just because that's what we want. It's not fair. Okay, mm-hmm. So now I can take it out. You should be good.
Wow, amazing,
you
Charlotte.
Should be good.
Thank you. I mean, I could feel that thing come out of my heart. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. There was an ache in my shoulder, which when you were talking to the previous caller, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what's going on with me. I mean, I can just feel it. And, I feel so much better. Thank you. You're amazing.
Was it the left shoulder as well?
No, it was the right shoulder.
Right shoulder. Oh. Oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The right shoulder.
Well, the right side is more about the future. So, like I've said in other segments, picture putting your shoulder up against the door and trying to open it when it's locked.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing, pushing, pushing. Please change. Please love me the way I need you to love me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't happen. She doesn't know how.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
She does not know how. And I'm sorry for that, but you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. I feel it'll be okay. I feel like my whole childhood, I had to give myself my own love, and I basically talked to the angels and the teachers, and they're the ones that gave me the answers. So I always felt protected because they were there. Because at one time, I said, what am I doing on this planet, and why am I with these people? And I got the answer back in my head, but I had said at that point in time, I didn't want to stay. And then, and I'm like, well, how would that look? And they showed me a little girl missing and these two people just being panicked. And I'm like, I can't do this to these people. And so that's why I decided to stay. it was that simple.
I packed a suitcase once and decided I was going to go down to the Family Law Center in Center City, Philadelphia, and sign myself up for foster care.
Oh, my God. That's great.
My older brother and sister beat the crap out of me.
Oh, my God.
Took everything out of the suitcase and threw it around the room, beat me up, and said, don't you ever break up this family. I'm a bull of hair.
Exactly.
I mean, my whole childhood, people would walk up to me on the street and say, how did you get into this family? You're not like any of them. What?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But anyway, well, let me move on. I'm going to take another call before I have to go for this. And then I have a client later. But it's been wonderful speaking with you.
You too. Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're very welcome, Teresa. God bless you too.
Bye.
All right. I want to take one more call and spend a little time. Area code 480. Welcome. Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Mike in California.
Mike! How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
How are you, buddy? Doing well.
I just recommended a friend who couldn't be on the call today to seriously book a session with you. So.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to helping that person.
Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff. What's going on?
My lower back.
Lower back.
Is in fuego. So I'm good when I stand up and I'm moving around, and I'm good when I'm good vertical and I'm good horizontal. It's the whole sitting, and you know, a lot of stuff is happening good.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just kind of I don't know if it has to do with any impatience and things like that, but it just popped up been going on for about 3 weeks now, and it just needs to stop. I do my stretches and everything like that, but
I was going to ask about that. So you're stretching and you're drinking plenty of water?
Yes. Trying to improve the water.
Okay. It's all around your kidneys. What happened around a month ago? Did you have to let go of somebody? Or something, or did you realize something about a relationship?
I'm trying to think.
Some kind of revelation?
Well, I mean, about a month ago with my business partner, I pretty much drew the line in the sand and said, listen, I got to look for another opportunity.
Okay.
If you guys aren't nearly as enthusiastic as I am on this, and then
mm-hmm.
that expedited everything, so we're still mm-hmm. waiting for one other person who has to tie up their end and get moving on it. But again, there's a lot of issues personally with this person, so
yeah.
we're just kind of trying to be understanding
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And but yeah, it's I was ready to go 6 months ago.
Yeah, but you're pretty upset about this, and what's happening is you're not processing your emotions adequately enough, and it's affecting your kidneys. The kidneys process liquid, and liquid ties to emotion, as opposed to the colon being more associated with experiences that we can't let go of. You have some pretty difficult emotions coursing through you. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Surrounding this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because I know it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be finally my not necessarily my payday, but my passion. Because again,
right.
it's going to I've created an opportunity to where I can live anywhere and have
yeah,
a fantastic
good.
Career.
Yeah, for you, you've come such a long way in the past year or so. Okay.
Yeah.
First thing I'm finding, I'm going to go into your heart center and go after the emotions that are turning around in there. First thing I'm getting is disappointment. Next is anger. Frustration. Which can be a good quality. We just want to express positive side and not indulge in the negative that has the more inflexible side to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know this is good. You've got going on. And then you stubborn to dig your heels in and then create it. But the negative aspect of it, the negative expression of stubbornness, is that it's kind of like you're still at a certain point in this relationship that was before the restructure. Because something about it felt so right. And it's like
correct.
Resenting having to restructure. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, let me go get it. Disappointment. Yeah. Anger. Yeah, it's coming out of the third. You have to have a conversation with and over again, and finally you said that's enough.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit?
I'm sorry. Do you have to have the same conversation over and over and over with this?
Yeah, like, yeah, well, not necessarily draw the line in the sand, but it was just like, hey, let's go. He's really successful in another area, another industry,
right.
and so he's ultimately wanting to get this going to get out of that in at some point in time, and so it's just, yeah, I'm like, hey, you know, but a month ago it was where I was like, I'm looking for another sales opportunity.
Okay.
And if you guys are still around, great. If not, then it is. I gotta do my thing.
Right. Yeah. You're moving on. Okay. Let me look at this. Okay. Now let me go into your lower back. So I'm gonna put light into your lower back and your kidneys. Okay. Here we go. Oh, that looks red. Let me do a clean sweep. Picture like an energetic, like a line of light going through you, and then I'm just going to pull it downward and try to get all of this tension. I brought it all the way up to your rib cage because it starts a little higher than it might feel like. Okay. Give you a little light massage here. You feel any difference?
Yeah, it actually felt like, you know, like when you have a blister and you pop the pressure and it just,
yeah,
it like released, or like a balloon, and it just,
yeah,
fired right out.
I put my hands on either side of your spine, at the lower back, and kind of like with my palms, pushed in, and then just pushed them apart. It's like everything was bunched up, so I just pushed all the energy out and got a lot of the tension out. Now it's not so red. Are you sitting? Can you sit down?
I'm actually laying down.
Can you sit up?
Yes.
Was that easier?
It was a little bit easier, yes.
Okay, good. Is it a little easier than and get better?
I'm sorry, say that again.
As long as I needed to know that it was easier to sit up, because if you had struggled,
yeah,
I would have went back in. Okay, so there is change evident. So just allow that shift to occur, and then talk to your back and say, just relax. It's okay. You can be flexible, and this will be great. This will be fun, you know. It's just conflicting emotions, and they kind of got stuck.
Mm,
not bad.
Awesome.
Okay.
Good. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I love talking to you, and let me know how things are going, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all the callers for trusting me with their issues, and it was a pleasure to help. And I love doing this stuff. Okay, so we will be back tomorrow.